Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Hey, 12:5. We continue to discuss the Malach of Kosev. In the previous Mishnah, we had all the types of ksiv of writing for which one would be Chayav Midoraisa. Here, we will have ways in which one writes in a non-normal or non-permanent way, and therefore there will only be an Isra Derabanan. So we'll say they're Pater, again, Pater Velasar, of course. He's exempt from being a Chatas, but he's forbidden to do it Midorabanan. It says Kosev B'mashkin, if one uses, like, for example, as ink he uses to write, the ink he's using, if you will, is like stains from berries, open meperos, or other kinds of fruit liquids, different pshat from what the difference between mashkin and meperos are, but between the two of them, it covers all kinds of fruits. Ba'avak drachim, with or in sand. So some, unfortunately, the Bartner learns it's like taking your finger and writing in the dirt, and the Gra learns it's using the dirt as the writing material, you know. Ba'avak sofrim, same goes with if you use the dust at the bottom of the inkwell, of the sofer, of the scribe. Again, either it means with your finger, using it into the dust, like writing on the wall of, you know, on the windows when they get condensation, that kind of thing, if you will. Or others learn it actually means using the dust, like the Gra learns it's using the dust again to write with. V'chol davar she'eino miskayim, or if you write with, or write on, any with any substance or on any surface, depending on the pshat, that won't be mitkayim, that won't last. It's sort of not a permanent place, so it'll fade away. Again, like riding in snow, riding with water on the sidewalk, and so on and so forth. Pater. For all those things, a person will be pater because it's not mitkayem, it doesn't last, it's not permanent. La'achar yado, if you write in a backhanded way, this means literally you take the pen and between your fingers, but you have the palm of your hand upwards, so you're writing in a non-normal way on the piece of paper, you'll be pater because it's with the shinui, it's mashon, it's not normal. Or baraglo, use it with your legs, meaning like this is your foot, you know, you put like the pen between your toes, write that way. Befiv, you use your mouth, you hold the pen in your mouth. Bemarpeko, a marpek, according to Bartanura, is it's talking about your, like what we might call your elbow pit. It has a technical term, which is the antecubital fossa. But it means opposite of your elbow, there's a hole. If you hold the pen in that little groove over there and use that to write with your pen, again, you will be pater because it's not normal. Kasav os acha samach l'ksav. If you have already one letter written down from before Shabbos, let's say an aleph already written, and you write a base next to it, so those two letters together will spell the word av, and that is a word, of course, and you have now completed and communicated a full concept. Just remember, when it comes to Hebrew, there are no one-letter words, unlike English. But in any case, so you need to have two letters, and since you only wrote one letter, the fact that your one letter, the base, appends the existing aleph, does spell a word, it doesn't matter, you haven't written the requisite two letters, therefore it'll be pater. Kasav al gabe ksav, if you wrote on existing letters, in other words, that's the word aleph base was there, but it was sort of faded, and you took a pen or whatever, and you wrote on top of the aleph and base to like reinforce, to redarken what was there already, again, it'll be pater, because since the aleph and base were nikar, they were evident from before, so they still remain nikar, and you haven't written new letters, and therefore you'll be pater. Niskaven lichtov ches, the kasav shnei zainin, if you write in a Sefer Torah, let's say, or in mezuzah, etc. So the letter ches, the way it's written, is essentially two zions with a little bridge attached to the two on top. So a ches is made of two zions attached on top. What happens if you intended to write the letter ches, but instead you forgot the little bridge, so you've just written out two zions? So your kasav shtei zion, and you wrote two zions, and each zion, of course, is a letter. So now you've got two letters, and in fact the word zaz, zion, is a word. It means to have moved. Nevertheless, since you intended to write one letter, a ches, and you ended up writing two, again, since your will wasn't fulfilled, you won't be fulfilling melech machshavas, and it will be pater from a korban, asr midrabanan. Echad ba'aretz ve'echad ba'kora. If you wrote two letters, one on the ground of the house, like on the floor, again, this is not with a real pen or something, a permanent way, but one letter is on the floor, and one letter is on the beam, the roof beam, you know, like the rafters of the house. Since the aleph on the floor and the base and the rafters are two letters, but they're not read together, you won't be chayiv. Same goes, kasav agabi shnei kosei habayis, where you write on two walls of the house, but in contrast to the previous Mishnah, where we said you'd be chayiv, here, you're writing on two parallel walls. So on the wall on the left-hand side, you write an aleph, on the right-hand side, you write a base. Since the aleph and base are not read together, you'll be pater. In contrast, back to the previous Mishnah, we had said that if you write the aleph base in the two walls where they meet in the corner, and the aleph base is sufficiently close together, you would read it as one word, you would be chayav. But since they're on opposite walls of this Mishnah, you'll be pater because they're not read together as a single word. Al shnei dape pinkas, same goes, in contrast to the previous Mishnah, where we said if you put on two letters like on two different pages or two different sides of a tablet, whatever it is, if they can be read together, you'd be hive. Here, you're writing on two separate like sheets. So the pshat brought down by most is you're talking about like a Megillah. So you've got two sheets that roll together. So that's one pshat. And anyways, the point is, since you're not, if you write an aleph on one sheet, that's then that's connected to the next sheet, and you write a base over there, since you wouldn't read the aleph and base together, you won't be chayev. Since the ein neg and zeim zeh, since they won't be read together, or provided that they aren't read together and perceived as a single word, pater, in all those cases on the ground, or on the two walls, or on the two pages of the tablet, or scroll, etc., you'll be pater. Kasav os achas notrikon. What happens if, this is fascinating, you write an abbreviation. So you write one letter, let's say you write like a, you have like a some truma that you put aside and you put into the box, and you label the box, but instead of writing truma, you just write a tuf and the little, like, you know, chupchik. The chupchik, the little tick, like apostrophe, next to the, like an apostrophe in English, next to the tuf, doesn't constitute a second letter. But the, if it was a known abbreviation that the box clearly is now indicated that it has a truma, so you've conveyed a whole concept. Only one letter, and a, maybe a bit more, but it was just one letter, but you conveyed effectively a word, a whole idea. Are you chayav for that? It's a meaningful communication, but didn't read the threshold of two letters. So that's a machlokas. Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseir machayav. He holds, since you've effectively communicated a concept, that will be sufficient, even though it's just one letter and a bit, and therefore you're chayav. And chacham potrin. The halacha is like the chacham, however, that since you didn't write two letters, even though you conveyed a concept, you will be pater. Again, that is the halacha.